for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Allen Greer, you know him as Dag. He was the black guy from In Living Color.
Oh, wait.
He's here.
Oh. Hey. A real pro, right on time.
Show just started.
Yeah.
Sit on down, Dag.
At Adam?
Turn that mic on.
Do I warrant you sitting next to me, a little love here?
I love you. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
Adam, I go by that stinkhole house of yours every day.
Yeah.
And all I do is talk to my Mexican brothers. Mr. Erhino here. Pero you like to see the house, we're going to show you the house.
They had a mutiny. They had a Mexican mutiny the other day. They split.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I called you. Yeah.
Maybe he caused it.
Nazi.
Possibly.
You're a damn Nazi. I saw you over there talking to your Mexican friends. Hey, you wetbacks, get over there! Make me call the INS on you.
Oh, I just want to spick wet back. Oh.
He walks around going, It's good.
It's good. Here, take $10.
No.
Yeah, believe me, I'm Santa Claus over
see
there.
See you at the day. Apparently, you're Santa Claus without help, okay?
All right.
Your little elves did a run for the border. Kids, what's going on with the new Casa? I'm all freaked out.
You like
it? Find it here. It's much better. It's much better. Thank you. Those seats, just to get your butts in new seats is always good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about my main man, Dag. He's going to be over at the Irvine Improv this weekend. No funnier man. If you've not seen him live, you have not seen live comedy. And I know a lot of you think you know him from Life with Bonnie, but that ain't the Dag I know. He's got to be on stage with the spotlight hitting him, able to use all his comedic powers. And that's going to be going down this weekend at the Irvine Improv.
Hit me with the tilt board! Bingo!
Dr. Drew, I am so much better now.
Are you?
Yes.
I thought you said that last.
Well, you see, the peaks and valleys are gone.
No, wait a minute. No, you came in here psychotic this time before last.
I'm all good now.
Yeah, and then you came back and you said, I'm all good. You were good last time, but you're better even still now, yeah?
I'm even better. I have a special little friend that I met.
Harvey?
Sweetums, baby doll. You know who I'm talking about.
You got a new gal. Nice.
Well,
that is all. Not to sidebar.
Yeah,
that is always dangerous for Mr. Dag. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, it was wonderful.
I don't want to.
Is it a halfway
bubble.
House?
Because he's climbing the mountain
female,
right now. But
female prison.
She's
perfect. She's
probably listening.
To me.
She scares me. She's listening. Know, I don't want to.
She had a little thing on her ankle. It was an ankle bracelet, whatever. I don't know. Monitor, whatever. We got that thing off, and we were good to go.
Where'd you meet her? Where, Dag?
I'm not going to. I don't want to. This is all private.
Is she a celebrity?
No. She's a celebrity in my house. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Drew? Yeah. Drew, no!
Yeah.
No, it's just.
Except for you and Jizz on the belly of Brad Pitt, would you?
Ooh.
I mean, just mean, you know, I mean, it's a celebrity. I mean.
When do I get to see this house?
You come over tomorrow, Dag.
No, you said that last time I called and you were like, I'm lifting
up. He's got a boxing room he's putting setting up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you
come over tomorrow.
The boxing room was called the living room. That's what we were saying.
All right, Drew, quiet down over there.
Hey, where's your book?
I'm going to go in the car and get it.
Please.
Make it right now?
Is it a pamphlet, Adam, or is it a real book?
It's a substantial piece of work.
You got to read it if I hand it to you.
Wow.
Please.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
You
it
know,
could
my,
help you.
My therapist told me, she said I knew more about mental illness than she did.
Yeah, because you're living it.
Because I was referring books. I was like, anyway, a lot of the stuff I'm talking about, doctor, is in some of the book list I gave you. Just please read that by next week. Anyways. Yeah.
All right. So, Dag, let's talk about you. We got second season of Life with Bonnie. That's all going great,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Gangbusters.
Absolutely.
It's going to air Tuesdays 8:30 on ABC.
Oh, we switched to Friday. TGIF.
Switched to Friday.
We did.
I'm going to write this down. You really need to be drinking a Mountain Dew.
I do. You know what? I've gotten into a new fetish, Dr. Drew. It's Chinese rope bondage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
pray
fabulous.
Tell. What is it?
Fabulous. You just tie chicks up with a rope and tell them it's all Chinese and from thousands of years ago. They let you get away with a lot more.
Yeah. It's the mystic of the Orient.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Oh, the wisdom of the Orient. Yes. Is,
this isn't a butt plug. It's a
that's
spirit.
That's not doggy style. It's dragon style.
There you go. Yeah.
Zhao
Shea. Zhao
Shea, the wisdom of the Orient.
Yes.
Instill you with spirits from the wisdom of a thousand Chinese.
Absolutely. All right, let's take some calls. What do you say?
Let's heal some baby! I love it.
I'm glad we started out with a song tonight, too, Dave, because we wanted to hear more cheers, more songs tonight, more singing.
I don't have a lot of other cheers. You know, a lot of times, you know, back in Detroit, you just get one jag and you'd wear it out.
What was the name of your high school?
Cass Technical High School.
Cass Tech. See, we try to fit Cass Tech.
Cass
don't take
Technical
no jag.
Cass Technical High School. And it had 8-9 floors.
C-A-S?
Yeah, C-A-S-S.
Is that the name of a city or a person?
The Cass Corridor is something about Detroit, and I just met a guy who went there, and we were talking about, they had the real stupid guys were vocational. They were like automotive.
That's where I would have been.
Ground floor. In the basement.
They had a garage where they fixed the teacher's cars.
Right.
Then they had engineering. This was like, you could either go to, like, science and arts was for the real genius kids who would actually go to college, i.e. a community college, or vocational. And so I was art. We had a very good art program.
Then went off to Yale.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, yeah, I do.
Cass Tech's finest.
Enough about me.
All right, let's
OC, all my OC dogs.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I've been going to church. It's a whole new me. Jesus surfs without a board.
That's what it says on his T-shirt.
Catherine?
Hello?
You're 19.
Hi.
What's
up? Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Big Dag fan?
Yes, I am. Dave Ellinger, I love you.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hello?
Yes, we're all here. We're here. Work it out.
We're taking with your enthusiasm.
Dr. Drew, I just want to tell you, you are my ideal man.
Oh, God.
I love you. I want to marry you. I just think you're so great.
You are so sweet.
Okay, it's my question. When I masturbate, I just don't really care. I've tried vibrators and bath water and my finger inside myself and all of that, and it's just like I'm not aroused at all.
We hear that a lot from young ladies about your age, that sometimes, and for many, they just sort of doesn't make sense. They can't get aroused. They can't have orgasm unless there's sort of an intimate feeling that goes along with it.
Really?
And if there's not a person, there isn't an intimate feeling. And so, why do it?
Why don't you think of Drew? You love Drew.
As soon as you started talking about masturbation, you're like, I love you, Dr. Drew.
When I masturbate, but you still do it, right?
Yeah.
How often?
I could just, every day. I never, you know, orgasm, though. I have, but I could just read a book.
But
why would you do that?
Yeah, no orgasm, no excitement, nothing attached to it. Why do it?
Drew,
please.
Sometimes I try to work something up, but pretty much it's just...
You ever had a boyfriend?
Change the scenario. Change.
You
ever had
a boyfriend, Catherine? Yes, I've had boyfriends. Most of them are gay, though, so...
Oh, that's interesting.
What do you mean gay?
I always go for gay guys, and I'm trying to...
Okay, what do you mean gay?
Homosexuals.
Well, I know, but you know, you have to ask. You know what I've learned in my therapy?
Yes.
You got to ask. Because gay may mean something different.
Have you been boinking my friends?
Something may be different to her. Gay may mean happy.
Who blows other guys. What do you mean blows?
Right.
Cornhole. You know, you see the clock spinning, and then what do you mean, Dave? Felch means okay.
I'll give you an example, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. All right.
All right. I had a friend who said, you know, she knew this guy who went crazy. And I was like, wow, why'd he go crazy? Well, because he needed money, and I said, what? He started doing gay porn. And he went crazy. I was like, okay, stop right there. Stop right there. You don't do that just for money, number one. And that's why he went crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. He realized. Yeah. He realized there was footage of him getting banged by, like...
He went crazy because he started doing stimulants as part of the whole thing.
Well, how about the porn? How about the fact
that... It's all part of the whole unraveling.
Get in the yard. Why, Dad? I saw the footage of you!
You know what? You know, listen, Dick. When you realize, we got to remember, people who do porn, they'll sit there and say... Oh, it's fun.
Not gay porn. Not gay porn. But here's the thing. No straight man.
I mean, did I reveal
exactly. Kids, dad's got some explaining to do.
No straight man has seen 10 seconds of a gay porn.
No.
I cannot. I would rather see a nun lowered into a wood chipper than 10 seconds of anal sex.
What's wrong with a nun in a wood chipper?
No, I'm saying that's what I'd like to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Catherine?
Yeah.
So, all right. Again, we'd say maybe a real relationship might get
you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome.
You have a kid?
Do I have a kid? No, God, no.
Since she was a kid.
Since she was a kid, sorry.
Yeah. All
right, good times, baby doll.
Thank you.
Dad just stood up and turned the lights off in here.
I turned them down because, first of all, I don't like the man in the studio with us artists, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm used to all those kids in the control room. Where is the control room?
Oh, we have you talking about Engineer Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's tough.
But where's everybody? Remember all the guys with the knobs that would do the sound effects?
Yeah, they're back at Westwood One.
You don't have sound effects and stuff here?
Yeah, Anderson, please, drop something in.
No.
Yeah. In fact, Anderson.
I don't like
this. Anderson, play some vintage Dag. I want to hear him do something.
Anything can cause addiction, Adam. Did you know that?
Go to hell! Happy birthday, Adam Carolla Day. Evil McEvil.
Oh, I got exciting news. The little kids around my block, they're all little boys like 10 years old on their bicycles. They've discovered me. Yeah. And they sit out in front of my house every day. It starts like at 3, and they're like, Stephen L. Greer, were you on that show, Living Color with the Color People? I knew it. I told you. They're like, they just sit there. They wait for me to leave, do the garbage, everything. They're just there till about 7.
Have you heard Drew and Crank Anchors? Because he went a little straight.
Oh. You want to play that?
Yeah, I want to hear that. Okay. I actually was on the website, and I heard. Here. Now, was it both of you guys or just?
Yeah, both. Well, it was a Loveline call.
Here it is.
All right. Few house. Dr. Drew in the
play
the whole thing.
Play the whole thing,
Anderson.
You got
no play, player.
Wait, Anderson.
Well, I got to go get that and queue it up.
Drew, and Drew.
All right, go get it.
I know, but Drew, what's wrong with you that I'm trying to stall, give Anderson a minute, and you go, here it is. You say here
because
it is
I can hear it clicking in.
He's got to go get it.
Well, while we're waiting, Dr. Drew, what's the name of your book?
Cracked.
Oh, boy.
Let's take one more call.
Yeah.
That's in between. Tia?
Books here?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, okay. As you know, I'm 13. Well, I lost my virginity when I was 12. And, my clit's longer than my lips.
It's like a dog that can't keep its tongue in its mouth.
Wait a minute.
Are you sure you're not talking about the inner lips longer than the outer lips? Maybe you don't really know.
Yeah, I'm talking about the inner lips.
Yeah, that's not your clitoris.
Oh. Well, anyways, and I have stretch marks all over my boobs.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What causes that?
How old was lost? Getting big boobs.
How big are you up top?
Pretty big. Less than normal girls my age.
How old was the boy that you lost your virginity with?
17.
Yeah.
When you were 12?
Yeah.
What's up, hillbilly? What's going on?
That's bad to you. Come on.
What's happening? That's not good, right?
No.
And what First off,
legal?
You shouldn't be able to have sex if you don't know the difference between your labia and
she does. You don't know her language. You know, the kids today, they don't use stuffy.
Should clit.
Well, first of all, it's all down there. Okay? And so when they're talking amongst each other in their teenage talk, it's like, hey, why don't you get in there and then root around and get that little love mound and push the stink
she's not even. She's not, yeah.
Like that. I know the way the kids talk.
Because they're in front of your house, right?
Yeah,
Go ahead, Dick.
Hey, Tia. Hey, what's up? So, what's the problem with your love button there, honey?
With my what?
Yeah, exactly. So
she's not found that yet.
What you gotta do is you gotta open the doors to that stink cave there, and you flap that the flaps back and get in there and
she's
let a doctor.
She's 13,
Dick. 13.
Come
scratch
on, Dick.
All that.
13.
Let me talk to your mom.
Yeah.
So, Tia, what's the question?
Well, I was just wondering, because guys think that's weird.
Yeah. How many guys have seen your vagina?
One.
At the tender age of 13? Well, how does it
well,
guys
I lost my
think that's weird?
12.
Yeah, but he was...
I know, but what do you mean guys think that's weird? One guy has seen it.
I know.
Okay, listen. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going, Drew.
Yeah.
You know, you hate methadone. But it's a
harm avoidance. That's
the mode I'm snapped into now. Yeah. Do not get pregnant.
Okay.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not anymore.
Okay. Not no more.
Okay. Do you understand you can get pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay, and that
don't have sex for a while, please.
This is not good. You're not doing good.
Drew, stop it.
Good for you, Tia. You're not. This is very, very destructive for you at your age.
Right? All right.
Gotta make. How do you make her
understand? How do you make her understand why?
You can't. I think we got to start. We have to get dog trainers to start molding the youth of this country.
I'm telling you something.
Get a can, put some pennies in it, shake it when your daughter starts getting effed.
Listen,
Seen those collars?
Hit her with a squirt gun.
Have you seen
the electrical ones?
Oh, I had one of those for my dog.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hit it too hard and she pissed right on the floor.
Nice.
She's like, I said, I'm getting through to you now, aren't I? You little bitch, I said sit!
I had a trainer help me with our dogs training them, and it was like dealing with kids. I mean, it's exact same methodology.
Listen, I think certain breeds, you got the border collie, smarter than most are collies.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Drew, here comes Adam's old race
black,
dog.
Black labs with the huge dorks.
What about those German dogs?
They're misunderstood. With the right direction, some of their ideas were valid.
This, Dr. Drew, have you ever seen a purebred Mexican dog?
No.
I don't think so.
Woo! No, almost.
No, yo kiddo talking
almost.
About.
All right, listen. We're gonna hear Dr. Drew. You got that, Anderson?
Yeah.
All right. This is Dag. We'll play this for
with
you.
All the calls. Why are you shutting me
out?
Here,
it's right here.
Okay. Let's
we'll play this for you.
This is for you. Listen,
Dr. Okay. Drew.
Hello.
Hey, is Bo in?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Bo, this is Adam Carolla.
Hi.
You know the show Loveline, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you in a room that's quiet where we can talk a little bit?
Well, I can go where I jack off.
Yeah, go
where you jack off.
Yeah, go where you jack off.
All right.
There All right. We are. Okay.
You there?
We're in the barn. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bo, what we're doing here is we're putting together a tape for MTV because we're trying to get the show back on the air.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And we're going to have Drew kind of hip it up a little, be a little more urban, okay?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's just take it like a regular Loveline call, and we'll just start at the beginning. Bo, 18, you're on Loveline. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is I have no sex life.
But why ain't you got no play, playa?
I don't know.
So you ain't hitting the skins.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You undoubtedly are looking to get the throbbing guzzle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel ya.
In the meantime, you're sitting in the hizzy by yourself, thinking about a little palooza action. In the meantime, your dong ain't doing shit. We heard when the call picked up. You got all those shorties running around there. You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk. You feeling me, church? You feeling me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house. I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house, in your hizzy, for chizzy.
Go with the flow. Don't talk like it. Talk the way you want to.
So I didn't have to use all that freaky tore up the ass, areola palooza, muffio tang, throbbing guzzle, crap in the ass. Shit, right?
Fuck them, be yourself. Who gives a shit what they want?
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater, because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more, and the digit is dizzle, and in the hizzy for chizzy, going to be great on the QT for real.
Stay fresh, nigga.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo. Now, Dr. Drew, how wonderful that was, but like an instrument, you must learn to improvise, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you got to. You were feeling it, but you were too by the book. You know, let it flow. Let it flow.
Yeah, he was reading it off of Mark's a lot for it.
You can do something like, this sure is diazepanace. You know, that's like some
okay,
freak
okay,
stuff.
Okay,
see? Diazepanace. You know, something like that.
You got
it. Go, let it go. It's beautiful.
Yeah. If you had a hizzy,
you're right.
You'd be in the house.
It's strange, though, how nigga just went, nigga. It was like, boop. Just came right out.
It was on the board.
You know what I'm saying? He had that one right there. He's like, nigga, nigga, nigga.
Hey, yeah. Nigger, sit down.
Hey! See, that's the scary pronunciation. That's right before, you know, some stuff.
For fire up
I listened to a lot of Richard Pryor when I was growing up.
Oh, don't try and color it.
All right.
No, it's like, I listened to a lot of Jesse Jackson, Uncensored. All right, now, Dr. Drew, I saw a TLC special on the effects of ecstasy.
Yeah.
And right before I got in the car. And I kept expecting them to say, you know, your brain would rot and fall off. They really never said that. They just said, like, okay, they said chronic user. That's someone who does it every day for 4 years.
Chronic users are a mess.
Every day. Every day for 4 years.
Those are a mess.
This chick, like, went in, and she did it, like, once every 3 weeks. And they did a brain scan. And they're like, basically, she was pretty normal. She was like, okay, can't wait to get, you know, get rolling again.
Some of the stuff that they develop happens, like, 2-3 years later, the depressions and the panic attacks and stuff. So, you know, just because it doesn't show up on PET scan doesn't mean
I'm scared.
Dave wants to do a little therapy, I guess.
It just hit me.
It doesn't mean it isn't causing, potentially causing symptoms. And I see this all the time when people get real serious symptoms from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I came over here.
All right, let's take a call. What do you say?
Why?
Oh, Dave, come on. It's all. I don't know. It's all good, buddy.
I just feel sometimes I don't even want to answer the phone.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Okay.
It's had a tough time.
Thanks a lot, Dr.
It's been a tough couple of 15, 16 years.
Yeah, well, you know, if I could see your house, maybe I'd feel
tomorrow.
Better.
Tomorrow,
okay,
buddy.
Let me drink some more dew. Let me get in the dew and we'll save some babies.
Joe?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Basically, my question is I'd like to know what you think as far as why I've been attracted to abused women.
David? What do you think, buddy?
Maybe, perhaps, you suffer from savior syndrome, that you feel that you can save these women, put them back together.
But why is he attracted to them? He may not know that they're abused before he gets involved. But where's that attraction? Yeah, it's part of the thing.
Part of his DNA.
Yeah.
It could come from your childhood, your family background, maybe. I don't know if you're a child of a divorced family.
No, I'm not.
Was your mom abused? You know.
No, my parents weren't.
Alcoholic.
Really? Alcoholic, maybe?
No, there's... Well, I don't know of any alcoholic gene or addict gene.
Yeah, but, well, first off, there's a lot of 24-year-old guys who get hooked up with screwy chicks, and part of it, I guess, depends on where you live, what part of the country, what kind of neighborhood, what you do for a living. How many screwed-up chicks come across?
Well, I'll tell you right now.
You know what I mean?
The kooky...
Well, I'm just... The last two I've met have been... you know, molested, raped, a lot
That's
about 80% of the country
but
now.
But we understand that you're interested in sort of solving them, and you kind of probably take on some of the pain that they walk around with. You need to fix it and make it okay. But why are you attracted to them in the first place is really the interesting
question.
Well,
they are more attractive. They're more attractive women, oftentimes. I mean, they present. They put themselves together. They're easier to be true.
Well, they right present like baboons. That's the problem.
That's right. They put that little red hiney in the air.
But oftentimes, women that have been sexually abused use they sort of become female cross-dressers.
Yeah, they use their sexuality.
They use sexuality to control men, and they're so always surprised when men are sort of provoked by that and start coming on. Like, well, that's not what I intended at all. What are you doing? You know, that's
yeah. So. This girl who I was recently seeing, as soon as I started showing signs of emotion, she backed off and got freaked out.
All right. Well, Joe. Probably saved you a lot of work and a lot of heartache anyway. So here's the deal. On the first date, casually bring up their father. If they say he lives in Florida or they haven't seen him in 20 years or they can't stand his guts or they wish he was dead, that's it. Turn around and run.
No, or you do what I do. God, would you marry me?
I'll
go right to it.
That's good. But, you know, Woody Allen's got a new film coming out with Christina Ricci and the guy from American Wedding, American Pie. And it's about... a borderline, a relationship with a borderline.
Oh,
this on again, off again, chaos. I mean, saw the trailer for it. It's called Anything Else. I think it's called, and it looks quite accurate to these issues.
All right,
yeah.
Well, none of our audience will watch that. Yeah. All right, go get Dag your book. David Alan Greer is going to be at the Irvine Improv Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thursday too, baby.
On the way back in,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Dag, you and I are going to rap on the way in.
All right, let's do
something. Little Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott.
Yeah, when we come back.
Thank you.
Hey,
everybody. Can you sign it, Dr. Drew? Can you please? You know,
Adam.
Cracked. You know what I think? No, wait a minute. I think you're cracked. You're giving me a damn book, and you won't even sign it, you know? Is this supposed to heal people?
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're going to play this over
again. Sign this then. Sign this to me. David, I did this show how many times? 2,800 times. You can't sign a book?
I can sign
unacceptable. Hey, why don't you sign this? My name's Dr. Drew. I'm cracked. Give me a paper. I'm sorry,
explain.
Adam.
I'm sorry. No. Right hey, now. You are right. Let me tell you what happened. What just happened in here?
Okay.
Drew wanted David Alan Greer, as I know him as Dag, to read his new book known as Cracked, and he went out to the car and he went and got it, and he gave him a flimsy temp paperback copy to read, and he also brought a nice new hardback copy with the new cover and everything. It was a tease. It was a rub in your face. And if you were white, I think it would have given it to you. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. He gave one to Ted Nugent.
Oh my God!
I don't know why he wouldn't give one to you.
Oh,
he said he had a case of them in the trunk. But the point is Dag wanted the hardback. He wanted Drew to sign it. Drew said it was the only one he had. He wouldn't give it to him.
Meaning you're not good enough. You don't deserve it.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I heard the N-word, too. That's what I heard.
Did you call me a nincompoop? Because I swear.
So, Drew, why don't you give Dag the hardcover?
It's the only one I have.
Why? Why can't you get more?
It's all they're giving me. And I've got to use this for everything I do.
All right, Dag. You got to read the paperback.
That fact itself only makes these meetings more valuable.
All right, you're
ready
to go? Okay. I'm going to sing some rap.
Let's do something, baby. Let's break it off.
Dag's going to be
the
Irvine Improv.
Why are you backing
down? I'm not feeling it.
Save some babies, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is so exciting. I got my books here. You know, and I tell you what, Dr. Drew, I have been helping people.
Yeah.
Because I learned a lot from the internet, from like talking to those kids that hang out in front of my house, from Adam and his Mexican employees. Yeah. I just got a whole pocket full of knowledge.
You taught your therapist.
Absolutely.
Jenny?
Did you know if you drink pickle juice, you could pass a drug test? Did you know that?
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of old knowledge in the cranium there.
Jenny?
Hello.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Lately, it's really odd because I'm normally a very chipper, happy person. I do, like, everything. I'm super active. And lately, I've been really afraid of just death and dying. And, I keep having dreams that I'm getting shot and killed and, like, chased by people. And then, like, every once in a while, I'll get really, really sad that my parents are going to die. And I just start, like, bawling. And it's, like, it's really odd and it's freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. Does that make you? You feeling depressed?
Like, yeah, it sounds like you're depressed.
Yeah,
but I don't feel depressed because I go out. Like tonight, I went out to a concert and like I go out and have fun and I have a bunch of friends and I.
Suddenly move away from home or something?
No, I actually just came back to home.
Back to home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was down in Southern California for a while.
Why?
What happened?
I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have these same feelings when you left for school?
No, I was really excited to go because it was like a singing and acting school, so I was I was happy. So I'm usually always doing something that keeps me happy, and it's so odd to me.
All right. Well, look, here's the thing. When you label yourself a very happy person, it puts a lot of pressure on you to be happy all the time. That's why I've labeled myself a complainer.
Right, Adam?
It's easier to go through life. Plus, people don't expect as much from you.
Certainly not.
They leave you alone.
That's funny.
So I was smart early. I was my mom pulled this crap on me. She was like, listen, I got like Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue. I smoke weed. I'm depressed. I'm on welfare. I'm going to go in my room, shut the door, and yell freak out.
Is that you or her?
That's both of us, yeah. And I'm going to go look at my biorhythm wheel. Oh, every day is a critical day. So the point is if people leave you alone, they stop bothering you. And Jenny may put too much pressure on herself with this sort of pie-in-the-sky stuff. I'm in a great mood, everything's great over there.
Well, it may make her deny when she does get depressed a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
And,
but be that as it may, that catastrophizing that she's going to, usually something people get into when they separate. When they're moving away from. Mm-hmm. That's why the going back to school stuff. That's usually when kids feel this kind of thing. It's kind of weird that it's when she goes home.
But isn't there a certain thing, like you can have, not all depressions are you sleep in your bed.
Not.
It's called an agitated depression.
Agitated. Mm-hmm.
Meaning you become super productive. You're doing everything to keep sitting still.
That's running. That's post-traumatic stress disorder, and that's running. And she may have some PTSD or something. Did anything happen in the last 6 months?
How about
months?
The DTSS?
No, not within the
How
last 6 months.
How about the BFD?
How about the just BFD?
Something before that?
No. Not recently. I mean, actually, things have been going really well the last 2 years or so.
All right. Well, when was there a problem? What was it?
In high school, boys just being bad people. Not anything. Nothing horrible, but just,
no date rape.
No. Just like heartbreak. You know, that kind of stuff. This guy had a girlfriend. Blah blah blah.
All right.
That's enough. Stuff. Yeah.
All right. You're fine. Yeah. I've labeled you fine. Here's the other thing too. There's sort of. People have a cycle. You wake up some mornings, nothing looks good. You wake up other mornings energized.
She though needs to go back and establish a life for herself. Don't stay home. This is a reaction to moving back home.
How old is she, 19?
23. It's time to have a life.
You're a loser. Yeah. Never mind.
Angie?
Yeah, hi.
That made her feel better. You're 16. What's up?
I guess I've been hooking up with this guy that's 25 for like the past 8 months. Mm-hmm. And he told me he loves me, but he has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's worth getting with him anymore.
No. A, he's a criminal.
And
B, he's a liar.
B, hole.
He's a what?
No, I think he really does love me.
Hmm? What?
I know that sounds naive. I know.
No, it's not naive. It's ridiculous. He is a criminal. Period.
Statutory rape is not... It's not real. It's dumb. It shouldn't be like anyone under 18. It should go like case by case, person by person, because people mature.
Yeah, Angie, well, when you become a federal judge or state judge, that'll be fine. Well, but right now, he's a criminal.
They're not mature 9-year-olds. You can make their own decisions or emancipate.
Or just let Angie set the laws up. That'll be fine.
I'm young and can I post the bench? Because I like to state my case.
How old are you? How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 7.5.
7.5, yes?
I just want to say that, you know, maybe it's be on a case-by-case basis.
You had sex with a 43-year-old truck driver?
Is that going to be a question?
hold on.
Take a nap?
Let me use my hand puppet to ask it. Ask Mr. Isle now.
Let him have to answer again.
Did he put his ding-a-ling in your hoo-ha?
That would be possible, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, can we watch a movie?
First you nap.
Okay.
All right. All right. See, that's how it's going to go.
One.
All right. Hold on a second, Drew. We were talking.
Yeah, to Angie.
He approached the bench.
Angie.
Yeah.
Here's the main thing. When you're 25 and you think about somebody your peer age dating a 16-year-old, your skin will crawl.
It's not even that. You know, when you first called, your first inclination was you've been hooking up with this guy, 25. Forget about the legal implications. He says he has a girlfriend. He told you he loved you. You want to know if it's even worth pursuing? No, because I could tell in your voice, your instinct is it's not worth it. It's not going anywhere. This isn't not a healthy relationship. Go with that. You are absolutely right.
Plus, the guy's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, here's the best part. What do you think her next impulse is? Well, I got to call the girlfriend and tell her
only
what he's doing.
Only women do that.
Who? What?
His girlfriend.
She's pregnant?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's great, Angie.
What went wrong with your life? Where's your dad?
No, my dad's always been in my life. My parents have been married forever. It's not like that. I've been with a lot of guys before him. He's the first guy that sex has ever felt good with.
Okay, so you loosened up a little, but that doesn't mean
not even like that.
All right, look, he's 25. He's got a pregnant girlfriend, for Christ's sake.
I know, it sounds really bad, but...
No, it doesn't sound really bad.
It is really bad.
What?
How old is his girlfriend?
She's 11.
Excuse me!
She's 21.
She's 21, exactly.
What's he do for a living?
He's in construction, Adam.
Oh, hold on. Shocking! I am shocked!
Baby, did I tell you I love you so much? Can I put my tool belt in the hallway?
I am flabbergasted.
Like, do you see this? Do you see this hammer and how it hooks around? That is my heart.
It's really not like that.
Yeah, well, something
nothing
is
really
also...
is like anything. But now, what's his plan for you then? He's in love with you.
Well, I know he's in love with me, but he told me when he said that he's in a bad situation.
Right. Because he's him.
Yeah.
What?
Stop having Angie, here's an experiment you do for me. Stop having sex with him and see how much that love carries. Just experiment, just for me.
If I say no to him, he gets mad.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a great guy. He's a great guy. What a delightful...
Does he yell at you and stuff when he gets mad?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, he's
a saint.
Oh, wait a second.
This guy should be saint.
Drew, maybe this is that bogus chick again. This just sounds too much.
Yeah. Really? Is there physical abuse?
Hold on. I hope so.
No, Angie? He's never hit me. Never.
This is not a fake call.
No.
This is not a fake call. I have my powers, too.
Okay? Where?
You jaded bastard. You sit here all day judging these young kids. These babies need to be saved. All right. Did he ever shake you violently?
No, he's never once hit me or anything.
All right. So what is your plan? What do you want from us?
Well, I told you
what we think you should do.
I know. I just listened to you guys a lot, and I really just wanted to know what you think. I kind of knew what you'd say.
Well, look. Here's the deal. We don't know him. We don't know anybody who calls this show except for once in a while when John from System of the Down System of a Down calls. He wants me to come home and get some porn. That's a guy I know. But we don't know people who call the show. And that's better for us because we only hear about the actions and we only hear about the qualifications. We are like judges. And, yeah, you don't know, and he's great, and you should see him when he's not drunk, and he's got a special... Everyone's a great guy. Everyone, but you define people by their actions. Yeah, and if you're doing something that is bad, that makes you a bad person. Ooh. I don't care what's in your heart. I don't care what your mom thinks of you. I don't care what your neighbor. Oh, he helped me move. He must be a great guy. No, he's got a pregnant girlfriend. He swings a hammer for a living. He's banging a 16-year-old and stringing her along. And then he gets abusive when she won't put out. Right. That makes a bad guy.
You could save souls if all you just added is Jesus at the end of every sentence.
I really should. Yeah.
Jesus,
you back me up.
Okay.
All right. Now you throw out.
Go ahead.
You throw out. Okay. So what I need to empower the listeners. You understand? Praise God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Okay, you do it.
I need a period. Go to the end of the sentence, and I will put it on there. Go.
Okay. I need my flock to be strong.
Jesus.
I need them to be proud.
Jesus.
I need you to take control of your life.
Jesus.
Up into the mountain.
Jesus.
And I seen
Jesus.
And I scraped my knee and I said,
Jesus.
But
Jesus.
See, yeah. It works.
It's like a pep rally.
It works. And Dr. Drew's back there. Where's the medicine?
Where's the medicine? Dag is here. David, Alan, Greer. Irvine Improv this whole weekend.
I'm going to be reading selections of Cracked by Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everybody.
You want to hear the Daggeroni scream?
Yee-hee!
Woo! Saving babies!
You think that's amazing on the radio. Wait till you see him do it in real life. It's crazy. All right, we'll be back. Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
This is not rap music.
Wait a minute. This is
the word.
Portuguese.
Dag is here, everybody. David. Alan Greer.
Abso-scrutalies.
Drew wants to do a little rapping.
All right, what is this?
Dag.
What language is this?
I thought you could help me with that.
But I don't know the...
He'll know the inflection. Yeah, Anderson, can you cue up a little Missy Elliott? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but how do you pronounce P-U-E and then P-O-U-S?
You gotta listen to
Pews and Pews.
Oh. Movie
came up. That's right. Yeah.
Right.
I see you on Pews, I put you on Twos, on Qs.
All right, which one are we?
You're the ones that aren't saying anything.
Fuzzy. Fuzzy. Zoom, zoom,
it's all kizza. It's always like... All right, let's try this.
All right.
Wait a minute. We're going to rehearse on the next break, and then we're going to be ready.
During the break. All right.
Beautiful. Let's save some babies!
Dang, do that snap again. You got crazy. You got serious. That powerful. It's a Casanet.
You want to hear my... Like, you know, I used to memorize drum solos.
And snap them?
No, with my home. Like, I used to be able to do the whole Inagata Davida drum solo.
Right.
I could do the drum
until you
solo
found out you're black
sacrifice.
And you stopped.
Soul Jesus sacrifice. Christ. And we could do all the drums.
Well, you with your fingers? Or like
well,
that?
That's part of it. That's
okay,
part of being a boy.
Give me a little.
That's a very unique talent. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm trying to think.
I can do Kunga drums. See, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
You're looking at me with amazement.
Oh, man.
I'm not your monkey. I'm straight.
That's all.
Wow. That's amazing.
Hey, let's read from Cracked, or should we save some kids?
Save some kids.
Let's save some kids.
I love that old rock drumming, you know, except for a lot of those guys are gone, you know. They,
Ginger Baker.
A lot of them vomited and choked on their own vomit, you know, so it was
people, does that happen to people now,
bad.
Dr. Drew?
No, that's no longer in vogue. It's no longer
really.
In vogue.
Now, what is that? That's like
They mean aspiration. All you have to get is a tiny drop of your own saliva into your lungs, and it'll get infected.
You crap yourself too.
Was that from barbiturates and stuff?
It's just, you know, heroin does that. It's a very sedating medication. But all you need is just inhale a little bit, and you get this huge reaction in your lungs. You get short of breath. You get this massive pneumonia. They go into shock and they die. It's not like you drown that instant.
But you will roll in your own fecal matter. Yes, Drew.
You may. Yes.
Yeah.
Adam,
I mean, they do. They aspirate and they fecal, and when they have to come clean them up. Oftentimes, the paramedics don't have gloves and whatnot. At least back in the 70s, when a lot of those people, you feeling okay, Dak? I'm just saying, this is before latex gloves. A lot of those guys had to be spatulated off the bed in a pool of their own sick. And oftentimes, number two, it's a little fudge. It came out of the soft swirl machine. You know what I'm saying, Drew? And they would oftentimes spread it around because as they flailed, I mean, when you aspirate that way, you do flail. Yes, Drew, as a doctor?
Well, that just causes the vomit to spray all over the world.
What it is the sputum would mix in with the fecal matter and create a paste almost, a putrid paste that would track animals, insects. Oftentimes, the bodies are covered with maggots and worms before they were found. Oftentimes, very badly decomposed, the smell would be so putrid that oftentimes the paramedics would vomit as well.
Of course, it vomit spontaneously.
Okay.
And then that would add to the paste.
Right.
By the way, I'll be on Craig Kilborn tonight.
Jake, do more drumming. Tina?
Yeah.
It took Dag a minute to figure out they had to vomit that time.
Tina, what's going on, baby?
I've been with my boyfriend for 8 months so far, and I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem is that we're not intimate no more.
Mm-hmm. How pregnant are you?
I'm 4 months pregnant.
4 months, and he doesn't like that. Is he afraid he's going to hurt you or something?
No, I mean...
That's wishful thinking, I guess.
We're not sexual.
Right.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah.
21.
Old name.
But he may be frightened that, you know, he just may be a little freaked out by the mama status.
Or that intercourse will somehow harm the child, baby.
No, I mean...
Is he affectionate with you in other ways? Is he still caring?
No, not really. I mean, he never calls me anymore.
So that's it. He's done, huh?
Yeah, he neglects me now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, what can we do for you?
And I was wondering, like...
True, please. Like, she's pouring her heart out.
Is it me or, like,
is
what?
It you?
Yeah, like...
What could you possibly have done?
I mean,
you're the same.
I know, right? I mean, I don't understand why, like, things change all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, this guy's an idiot. That's what happened.
Yeah.
What?
Do you want
to... He's an idiot. It takes two to get pregnant. Did you talk about being pregnant? Did you talk about the fact that if you got pregnant, you would keep the baby before you got pregnant?
We never talked about being pregnant. It just happened, but...
Yeah, happened. Is that an immaculate conception?
I'm happy, and, I mean, it didn't take me, like, I just knew that I wanted the baby, and, you know, I didn't have to think about it.
Nah, you're going to be a great mom. Gonna be great.
Yeah, but a lot of women. All I'm saying is, a lot of women think, and a lot of young girls think that the guy's gonna come around.
Yeah. Well, you know? Women think that they think like guys have their brain, which is oh my God, if I had a child, this would draw. This is gonna create a family. I have to create stability.
As opposed, guys are repelled.
Exactly.
Well, young a-holes especially.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, how old is this guy?
He's 23.
What about adoption for this child?
But she's not that young either. I mean, she's 21, but...
What about adoption
for
this child? She's not ready to be a mom.
Are you or aren't you?
What?
Were you ready at 21, Dag?
They just turned 22.
Oh, well, that's different. Entirely
different.
It is different.
All right.
That's only, like, today.
Look, what...
Happy birthday.
Yes. What does he do? Something with cars?
No.
Something with a warehouse?
No.
I smell a forklift. What's he do for a living?
I smell somebody standing on the corner waiting for work.
He works at a... I mean, he's usually in construction.
No. Yeah. He's usually...
He doesn't work there now. He's working, like, at a fast food place.
All right. He works at a fast... Okay, he works at a fast food place. You want to get married to this guy?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Why
do you want to get married to him?
You love him.
He's a good guy, like, in the beginning, like...
Yeah, well, he's
But this is when it counts.
Yeah, we judge people by their actions.
And, yeah, in the beginning, he's just screwing you.
You know what's interesting? We'll give people a chance to repent for their actions, but this guy is not making any attempt to make good. He's just gone.
This is what I'm talking about. Women, they think, oh, he'll come around.
No, no. This child needs to be put up for adoption.
Come on. Not adoption. I mean, I want my baby, but I talked to his family, too. Like, his mom and I have a relationship, and...
Fantastic.
He was really happy that I'm...
You know, I tell you what, if I were your guy, just by you calling my mom, I would already be in Cleveland.
Where's his dad?
His dad's not around.
Shocking.
Yeah, he took off when he was 21, just like this guy's taken off, and so...
Yeah, that's all right. Just keep it going. Everyone keep it going. Just keep it going. Tina.
What?
There's nothing we can tell you to do. This guy's not a great guy.
No, and you will be raising this child alone.
Please don't have any other kids.
Yeah.
And he is financially responsible to take care of this kid.
Yeah, go ahead and...
And that's what you got to do.
Hold him accountable.
We'd like you to give it away for adoption. You know, I was just thinking to myself, and we gotta go, but like, I sit there and I watch TV and they just talk about, you know, billions of dollars going into Star Wars funding and all this kind of stuff. Meanwhile, I can barely get the garbage picked up out here. And everyone, it's just keep it going. Just keep it going. His dad wasn't around. Your dad won't be around. God bless you have a kid that won't be, he won't have a dad. Everyone just keep it going.
Is it
just
too
keep
late for
the same
her
crap
to get an abortion?
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Now she wouldn't do it anyway.
Oh,
she's hell bent. I'd love to find out where her dad is. I'm guessing he's not around. But all you robots, keep moving forward.
Hey, Mr. Jaden,
I'm going to Canada.
I say, well, there's babies out there we can save. Okay, knucklehead Johnson.
Hey,
but
knucklehead.
I believe in human
beings.
We've
got some rehearsal to do.
Okay, let me calm down.
All right, we'll be back.
No, he screwed us up. He didn't give us a mic until it was already started. Man, it's a start over.
Start over. Give me a four. One, two, three. Go. Music, Tuesday. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. And go.
Dag's going to be at the Irvine Improv this weekend.
Breaking it off.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Breaking off some prop buttons.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Once upon a time in Halipok. I can't do the whole thing with this, bro. I know this, brother. I got this.
All right. Dag reading from Drew's new book there. There it was. Chapter 1.
Musée Cusé. Let's call it.
Are you ready to go, Dag?
Yeah, let's go.
Dag's going to beat the Irvine Improv. That's a great bit where he eats Triscuits into the mic for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hard.
It's great. No, he's doing Wheat Thins now, but it's called the Triscuit bit. So you guys can look forward to that.
Hey, little turtle in a shell over there.
Melissa?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
All right. I was gone for like 2 weeks out in Wyoming, and I had been going out with my boyfriend for like a month, and I came back, and like just the other day he got in trouble, and he was in juvie and everything, and he said to me that he wanted to come clean with a couple of things, and one of the things that he told me was that he had cheated on me while I was gone because he was lonely. I mean, he's gone from me like 2 weeks, every other week.
Well, he gets lonely.
Yeah.
I can't blame the guy's lonely.
Yeah, he's lonely.
Well, I mean, I was lonely out there.
Yeah. Look,
wait a minute, how old is he?
He's 15.
Oh, come on.
He's an idiot.
He's 15. He's not an idiot. That's what 15-year-olds do.
15-year-olds go have sex with other girls if their girlfriend's away for a week?
Yes, they
get
do,
lonely.
Did you do that when you were 15?
Yes, I was trying to have sex with an idiot so that it would spread him.
Well, he finally did when he was 25.
He didn't really
trying,
have sex 26, with another girl.
Trying.
Huh?
He didn't really have sex with another girl, but, like, his best friend, and he made out with her.
It's lonely in juvie.
Come on, give me a break. The guy's a kid.
Guy's
it's
idiot.
Lonely in Wyoming, out in the middle of nowhere.
You deserve better than this.
Yeah.
You deserve
it. You want 15-year-old girls to think that it's okay they treat it like that?
Yeah.
Well, kids. You know, they're
no,
kids.
No, I know. That's where they establish their pad. That's the launching pad. That's where
so you mean to tell me that every relationship you were like married, like an old pot-bellied,
bald-headed,
middle-aged guy?
No, but this is her boyfriend. I mean,
but how long do they go out? For a month? Give me a break.
Hey,
I really love him.
Okay.
I know, but that's not long enough to even establish a loving relationship.
Why is he in juvie?
Well, he sort of stole some stuff from Target and had cigarettes on him, and he also lied to the cops when they asked him what his name was.
All right, I'm going to revise what
still
I just said.
Still not enough for juvie.
I apologize. Marry this guy.
he's one of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. He's good people. He's good people. And he must have gotten into trouble before this.
I don't know.
Yeah, because listen, they don't put you away because you got cigarettes on you.
Well, he was
when
in
you
there
get
for
popped.
The night for stealing stuff.
Yeah, it's even that, like first offense kind of stuff, if he has a decent family and stuff.
You can
it's
do
fine.
Better. Dump him before he knocks you up, please.
Please. You're having sex with him?
No.
Right, okay, good.
Hallelujah.
Don't do that. Don't get pregnant. I'm on harm avoidance now.
All right, I have another thing.
No.
My best friend, she met this guy online.
Yeah,
and
talk about other
he's
people's problems.
21.
Yeah. All right.
And she's 15.
Yeah. And he's the good news is he's too old for juvie, but he's just right for prison.
prison. He's emailing and
saying. He got her some alcohol, and she drank it and whatever when she was over at our friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was saying no, and he was.
Was
like,
he there?
No.
Well, this is her guy. Listen, he raped her. It's rape. Everything's rape.
Yeah.
It's all rape.
Yeah,
but, like, she still has feelings for him.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, because she's.
Doesn't know
listen,
how to get over it.
Because she screwed up. Okay, where's
this
your
is not
dad?
You, though. This
where's
is not
her
you.
Dad?
Where's
everyone's
her dad?
Dad is gone. Yes,
her dad isn't really. He's like she goes over there every other weekend, but
yeah. Okay,
he's an idiot.
Look, here's the thing, Melissa.
I want to
break up with Johnny Juvie. And I know if she still has feelings for a guy who's 21 and she's 15 and he got her drunk and raped her. She's in worse shape than you are.
Yeah.
Have her find Jesus Christ. Start listening to classical music. I don't know. Go on long walks. Start doing some push-ups. Whatever it is.
Those things.
Oh, my God. We're in such horrible shape.
I went to yoga class.
Go to yoga.
It makes me
yeah, but she's not trying to blow herself. She really should go just to relieve stress.
You know, my yoga teacher said, she goes, I want you all to close your eyes and do the power breathing and fill the room with angels. Just go ahead.
Dag farted.
Yeah, it was me and a bunch of bad chicks. They were all looking at me like I was like, you know, a god.
Ooh. With the S word.
Oh, that's the first time ever in my life. I've never done that.
You're not a pro.
Oh, sorry.
Not a pro.
Did you press that button?
Yeah, we got you out. Don't worry, man. We got your back.
Close.
All right. I was, yeah.
Go ahead. What happened to the insane clown? What happened to the insane clown posse guy? I like him.
Oh, the drop?
Yeah, man. I want to do a sitcom with him.
The joke? How about the joke, Anderson? We got that?
We got ICP, boy.
Wait. The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh, my God. Hey, play
he's
that again.
Genius. He's from Detroit, too, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Heimlich out of here.
I almost swallowed my own vomit, Dr. Drew.
Let him die, Drew. It'll be good ratings.
What
oh my
a
god.
David Allgaier dies of a wheat thin inhalation. Wheat thin aspiration. I love that.
And you know what? And I'll slowly over years start changing the story, which is I made him laugh to death.
Well, it was like the Mama Cass story. Mama Cass Elliott. She choked on a chicken sandwich. No, she's a heroin addict.
Yes.
Gotta that's be great. Right. Yeah,
anyways, let's save some
out.
Babies. Enough getting
right.
to know each other.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's break it out.
Bryn?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I'm 19.
Ooh, got the voice. Got the voice.
Okay, so I've got this boyfriend, and I'm totally in love with him.
Okay. Were you molested? Did you get molested?
No, I've never been molested.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Why do you always jump to conclusions?
No, because something happened when she was like
little
six.
Girl voice.
Yeah, what happened when you were six?
Somebody died?
No, nobody died.
Any physical abuse or something?
Why do you always ask people when they have a little voice if things happen to them?
Well, I'm a little person, I guess.
No, but before you get to the question, we need to sort of learn about you a little bit. And
there's
some, and we're picking up on that there's some sort of maybe some trauma or something from arrest.
Well, my mom's an alcoholic, but she's never abused me.
Okay, and if you had to sort of be the parent in the family?
Yeah.
A lot of the time? And when did she really get going with her alcoholism?
Oh, like, I think about it, and she was always drinking. But, now, I realize it more that I'm older.
Mm-hmm. But did you know when you were, a little kid that mom was drunk, she wasn't, sick?
What's that?
Exactly.
Did she have rages and things like that? Sort of get angry?
Yeah, she'll have rages now, but when I was younger, realized it.
Yeah, I understand you never realized it, but
you felt
the facts are she did these things and they traumatized you.
Yeah, but she never hit me or anything.
I know you got that. Got that part. But
Where's Dad? Is Dad okay?
Dad is the best person ever.
Yeah. He wasn't able to
control her. Yeah, he was with her the whole time?
Yeah, always.
All right.
Anyway. So.
So, me and my boyfriend, I've been with him for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make love, it's like I need him to, just be totally rough with me so I can have a good orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we could do, we could do it slow. And it's I can orgasm, but just not, the same.
How rough is rough? What's rough?
Pulling my hair, slapping my ass, grabbing my tits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, but has he ever done it the way you want him to do it?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All right, so her question is why.
What about dirty talk?
Yeah, I love dirty talk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give her a little dirty
talk. No one ever hit you.
No one ever hit me, so I don't understand.
Shut up.
I need to
down. Move your hand. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
So I don't understand why he needs to be so rough with me for me to orgasm.
Hold still. Don't.
That's what I like.
Move now. Move, girl. Stop wiggling. I won't.
That's right.
Okay, we'll play that for 300 years.
Did you have any
Thank you very much. That's a little excerpt from my one-man show called Making Love with Dag. How many nights have I done that? Quite a few.
So is that
kind of how you like it, baby?
Yeah, definitely.
How old are you again?
19.
Okay, is that the age of consent?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live in the L.A. area?
No, dude. Okay, so I'm in Salt Lake.
Of course.
So you
thought of that first, didn't you? Figured Utah.
No.
How long does it take a black man to get a visa to get into Salt Lake?
I don't know.
It's like 6-8 months now, and then.
Hey, if you can get into Mormon Church, you can get into Salt Lake. Hey, that's my time. Enjoy your headliner, Dangaroni.
I'm not.
Okay, so what are you saying? What's the question? You want to know? Because here's the deal. If he does it like that all the time, aren't you going to get bored?
No, here's the deal.
Do it like that all the time, though.
Right.
Oh, that's what the complaint is here.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And do you say stuff to cheer him on, like, what kind of homo are you? Hit me with meaning! Do you do stuff like that?
I need help on my dirty talk, because I'm not very good at it.
Hey,
and he's not very good at it either, right?
Well, you always got to flip the
screen. No, he's like the professional, and I'm like the... I've never done dirty talk.
Where are we going?
All right, I don't know.
The question was, why do you need that, right?
Yeah.
And the way I...
All right, shut up while Drew talks to you.
There you go.
I'll come over there and give you a sea flogging.
No, you need it.
Not good?
No. You got to get...
That's like the white Eddie Murphy character. Hey, you listen to me, youngness. I'll come over there and hump you within an inch of your life, by cracky. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary won't be able to stop me.
Adam, think homeless.
Good
man
gravy.
Asking for change. Now watch how my voice changes. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Turn around. Stop now.
So, I think if I talk dirtier to my boyfriend, it would help me, have a better orgasm or get more aroused. But then
is that why you called?
But wait a minute. Do you want to talk dirty or you got to cue him?
I thought you called to ask why you need this.
Why do I need it?
Okay.
Shut up while Drew tells you, please.
When you have repeated traumas, It changes the wiring in your brain, and things that remind you of those traumas become sources of attraction.
Uh-huh.
And it may be that people, if they get sufficiently traumatized, they need to raise the level of chemicals in their brain, or to even experience arousal, or to experience themselves sexually, because you could think of those things as sort of being depleted or burned out by the repeated traumas. And so, in order to feel sexually, or to feel intensity of sexual feelings, you have to have these very high levels of arousal, because of all the repeated injury.
Right.
I say it escalates. Right. It's going to escalate because you're going to get bored with that if he does it all the time.
If it becomes a fetish where you need this, the fetishes sort of evolve sometimes.
I went out with a girl who was into all that. And she would cue me, but I didn't know. I didn't know she was cueing me because when we first started, she we get in that situation, she'd be like, man, I guess I was really bad.
Oh.
And I'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
You're
but
bad.
Then, once I clicked into the script, she'd say, man, I was really bad. Yes, you are. Don't look at me. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around, girl. Don't make me. Put your hand down.
Let me try again. Dang, let me try. Right. Let me try again.
Evil.
Okay, young missy, I'm going to perform rapid intercourse.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing, Adam? No, really, I want you to really try this. Adam, think homeless man trying to ask for change.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Go.
But black homeless man?
No. Oh, white dude. Just do your own thing.
Wait, there ain't no white homeless guys. There's only black guys.
Come on, Sailor Joe.
What do you want, Asian homeless?
Come on.
What's next?
Venice Beach.
All right.
Venice Beach, come on.
That's a...
Gotcha.
Venice
Beach. Are you cool?
Hey, bitch. I need some change. You know what I mean? But this ain't change.
Swarming.
It's going
that's
in my cup.
That's not good.
This change is going to go on in your brain. Yeah.
Can I dance with your date?
Okay.
Can I hold your hand?
Okay. Stop. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
Hey, baby.
Oh, no.
Okay. I can't work like this. I can't.
Hold tape.
I'm sorry. Start.
Right.
Next. Please. Right. Stop.
Thank you very much. We'll call you.
Next caller! Gosh.
I'm going to beat your ass like a bongo drum.
Mm-mm.
No.
I've gone overboard, too. I've gone overboard on the dirty talk. They're like, stop. Oh. That's too
much. I did that, too.
Yeah.
What's this?
I told her I didn't much care for her parents.
It's like, what are you doing? You always...
You said you wanted me to be mean, baby.
Yeah.
That's as mean as I could think to be.
I'll be mean.
Lita?
Oh, hi.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been going out with my boyfriend for about 2 years, and we've been having sex like the full 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we have sex, it feels like the first time I had sex. Like it hurts really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Every time?
Yeah.
Just at the beginning or all the way through or the entire time or after you get into it?
The majority of the way through.
Most of the way through?
Uh-huh.
Does he have trouble sort of penetrating?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're...
And we've tried different positions. We've tried
lubrication. But you may be having some spasm of the muscles down there, something called vaginismus or something like that anyway.
Is it vaginismus or vagitidinus?
Vaginismus.
Not vagitidinus.
And it suggests... I'm going to use that word for the next round.
Vagitidinus.
Twatty lockup? Okay.
It's just that it suggests that you're kind of anxious, and maybe you shouldn't be having sex at all.
Yeah, but for 2 years she's anxious?
How old were you when you first had sex the first time?
15.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it with the same guy?
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you have orgasms?
No.
Yeah, but not every time.
No. Not any time. You fake them once in a while. You do that thing. Let me explain how women are with the orgasms. They're like guys are when they're being hypnotized. You know what I mean? They go, "Are you him?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then when you're done, you go, "Well, what happened, dude? Do you think you really?" And you go, "I think, kinda. I mean, I could hear him You know, right, that's what it is. You're kind of hoping you were, and maybe you got relaxed, but you never actually...
Not the girls I'm with.
Never actually... Oh, they have the crazy ones, right?
Not all of them. I mean, all of them are just... Like, some girls I go out with, they don't have them all the time, but they have to be right there. Other girls I've gone out with have had them, you sneeze on them, and they're like, oh, oh!
Yeah. Well, they're crazy. You get the crazy ones,
and
they're crazy in
the
sack, right?
The girls are,
right?
The better they are.
Absolutely.
The
that's
I
right.
I wish I could have made love to... Who's a loop job? I mean, the biggest knucklehead, like Judy Garland or somebody. Uh-huh. Like, she would have been like, ah!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe caught Liza Minnelli. Anyone in that family. Well, they're younger
days. By the
way,
it's nice the way they declared their love in front of God and everyone, and that marriage lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah, but
come on. And they were a wonderful couple. Everyone was
spouting. Speaking of family history, we can talk about that.
Yeah, but I'm really so tired of our culture accepting things on the surface as fact.
Well, everyone...
It's just so
no one really accepted
but here's
him.
The, but I know. She's 100. No one cares. Why did she feel the need to do that publicly? Maybe back... It's like when Shirley MacLaine wrote her tell-all book. She's 70.
Yeah. It's
who cares now? Well, so what's motivating?
No, and it smacks of compensation. It's there like when Michael Jackson's got to go make out with Lisa Marie Presley so everyone can see straight. It just feels like, why are you dancing? Why
well,
are you
God bless
so hard?
Lisa Marie Presley because at least she answers questions about it. She goes, well, come on, I was young. I was crazy. Please, give me a break.
Yeah, my dad's Elvis. I'm nuts.
Yeah, come on.
Lita?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you freaked out about sex with him?
Nope.
Have you had a pelvic exam?
Nope.
All right. Well, listen.
You've been having sex for 2 years.
You must go do that. First of all, to find out whether there's something anatomically that could be causing the pain or medically. Secondly, women that begin having sex at a young age are the ones that get cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm. That's God punishing.
Cervical cancer is potentially fatal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just as, you know, as proper health maintenance, you must have a pelvic exam, okay? And then what are you using for birth control?
Condoms.
All right, so maybe talk about the morning after pill or something to keep available in case the condoms fail, or maybe get on the birth control.
2 years of condoms and regular sex and pain and no checkups or anything, huh?
I don't have any money.
Well, what's up?
Go to Planned Parenthood. Plan Parenthood.
Yeah,
Colorado.
You go to public.
Absolutely, go to Planned Parenthood.
Yep. Free vagina inspections over there.
About the mile and a half up Colorado above the freeway.
Get your junk checked.
All right.
Honey.
I mean,
really?
I beg your pardon, on up Lake. Lake? Yeah, but
okay, I know where it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop in? Say hi to the good people over there.
I don't think she's going to do it.
It's got to be rough working at that Planned Parenthood because you're really like a collision center. You know what I mean? You're like a body shop. You only see people when there's trouble.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
How true.
I'm pregnant. I need an abortion. I got cottage cheese coming out of me. My crotch is on fire.
Whoa.
Music cues us, Susan.
Hey, you know, when I was in college at University of Michigan, I had a girlfriend who, back then it was all the IUD and stuff.
Yeah, it's back again.
And there was a chick there who was like she wasn't a doctor, but she was a...
Nurse practitioner?
Nurse practitioner. Who, the hottest chicks, she would save their IUDs. Like, she had a collection of them.
For
you
what?
Know, when she took him out. Because I think she's lesbian.
Well, she would
still
sniff them
spooky.
And masturbate.
No, she would go, do you mind if I save this? Like, when my chick, she got it taken out.
No, there must be some reason for that.
No. She collected them. They look like art. They look like jewelry.
Are they all a little bit
They're
different?
All different.
Well,
They're
was,
all
back
different.
Then, there was the Lippy's Loop and the Copper 7. And the,
I'm
and
telling
the Dalcon
you,
Shield was there then.
I'm just telling you what she told me. And this was back then. And she said the chick was all creepy.
It was in the
stuff.
50s, Adam.
And
Drew.
How dare you?
You have a collection of your patients' kidney stones, don't you?
And gallstones. Everyone has that.
Quick impression. Dr. Drew, at the pearly gates, you've been hit by a bus. You're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. St. Peter. Wow, what an attitude. Who raped you? Really? Were you abused, please? Who are your parents? Thank you.
He got some freaky cult action when he was growing.
Why all the whole attitude? Come on. Hey, let's save some babies.
Yeah, let's save some babies.
We're going to get a break.
Catherine?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
You want to know if you swallow your boyfriend's essence? Will she pass it to your baby through breastfeeding?
Right.
This is a very valid question.
What's wrong with his spunk?
Hold on
a second. Because really, that you don't want your own kid suckling your old man's spunk. Or and if you do, have him go right to the source.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Let's cut out the middleman.
It's only rational, right?
Right. That's right. That's right.
We'll vomit.
True. Would that be acceptable?
I got in an argument with a woman with a postgraduate degree that said the reason why she doesn't swallow is the caloric intake is too great.
Oh,
I
for
said,
God's
sake. Get out of here.
Please.
All right. Yep. More.
Please.
More.
Dag said, you know how many calories are in a knuckle sandwich,
there
bitch?
There you go. That's
Yeah.
Turn around. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
That's what it's like. And he's on top of her, too. She can't move.
Dude, you don't know how close to home it really is. The next morning, what? Get out! What is wrong with you? My whole arm is dead. I can't move
his
it.
His sack was holding down my right side. All right, we'll be back with the great Dag after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
And I'm Dan Maroney.
Never stops punching that mic, does he? David Allen Greer, the funniest guy who's ever been on this show, is going to be at the Irvine Improv this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Don't
want to miss him.
Shut up!
Thank you. Hey, Adam, why don't you come and see me? Not you, Dr. Drew.
Irvine is it's way out there.
No, it's only about an hour.
Yeah, that's a good long. You know, we're gonna talk tomorrow though. Talk tomorrow because Dag's coming by the house. He's gonna come by, and we're gonna talk. And I know there's some feelings he has towards me, and they're sort of building up. They're festering just a little bit. And there's a lot of hurt in there because there is inside.
Have you been working out? Have you been working out with old Terry?
Yeah, been doing my boxing.
Hey, by the way, you know I got this crushed disc, Dr. Drew. And
yeah, what happened? What happened?
I don't know, man. I'm just
do another neck and back pain, Adam.
Yeah, I took a Perky though before I got in the studio. I feel much better.
Mm-hmm. How do you crush a disc, Drew? Don't you have to do something?
Grow old.
You just grow. True. That's it.
Did you watch Surf Girls? They had this chick who was 19, and when they did her like X-ray, her shoulder, she had a crushed disc, but they said her disc looked like the disc of a 45-year-old because of surf injuries and stuff.
Too much banging on her head.
Too much of the rough sex. You know? They talk through your teeth. That always works, too. Come here.
I could do that.
Yeah, you come. There you go. Yeah. And you just act like,
Like I got a cramp?
Hey, come here. I'll give you a hug. Yeah, how is that? Oh, don't you cry. You come here. Don't look at me. I swear I will. I will throttle you. Just do stuff like that.
That's good. The sound stuff.
Let's save some babies!
Catherine?
All right.
Yeah, you're 22?
Mm-hmm.
You have a young child, do you?
Yeah, she's 4 months.
4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're breastfeeding?
Yes.
And you're also sucking the middle teat of your husband?
Yes.
And
ingesting his issue.
You're taking that in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you're swallowing that?
Yeah, I'm swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's about 8 calories, just for your friends.
Thank you.
It's the circle of life.
First of all, God bless you for going that extra mile.
Right. Now, why do you swallow it?
I figure, you know, it takes so much time to try to spit it out. Might as well just swallow it. You know, you're in the moment.
Yeah. Like, let me.
She's a practical woman.
Like, let's say you're standing in front of the refrigerator. You take a chug of spoiled milk.
Wait. Why are you trying to talk her out of that?
I'm just saying. Too much time to walk over the sink and spit it in.
When's the last time you went down on a woman and ended the act by going?
God, I love you so much, baby.
4 hours.
Don't kiss me. Don't kiss me. No.
All right. Good. You swallow fine. I'm with Dag.
Thank you.
I still say this is why you keep a potted plant in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you got to vomit,
any
if you
girl
make
I'm with
two.
Is swallowing all of my juices.
Really?
That's the way Dagaroni requires.
Even when you do like number one.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys are out and you have to urinate,
I'm a pleaser. I'm a pleaser. It's only if the woman is into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? All right, so you want to know?
Excuse me, someone's a little bored.
Dr. Drew.
Okay. Do you want to ask your most pertinent question?
You want to know if this is going to go in through your bloodstream, into your milk, and into your child, right?
Right.
Only if he has hepatitis or HIV. then that's what they're then that's what you're going to get.
Have you guys been tested?
Yes.
What about just the implications of your child not being too far away from dad's fountain of youth?
Yeah, I don't think the child should be present during the.
Wait, by proxy, just hit me.
If he if she has sex with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unprotected sex. Stick with me.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots his load up in the old love cave there.
Mm-hmm.
Can that load, like, crawl up inside her body, stay with me, mm-hmm. migrate mm-hmm. in the old baby juice closet mm-hmm. and get in there and ski back out? Is that possible? Of course not. But as Catherine's suggesting,
it could if it went through the mouth.
Okay, that's Catherine's point of view.
All right. Well, you do, you say semen does seem to carry a lot of what the body has in it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Good thoughts.
All right,
angels.
You keep on chugging, baby.
Please. Talk to your sister girl.
All right. No more kids for a little while.
Okay.
Please. Yeah.
All right. God bless you.
Right.
Hey, listen, I like this Catherine. She's waiting for the stitches to come out of her episiotomy. Meanwhile, she's blowing like it's going out of style.
I will have wait. I have a friend who's like her this old girlfriend, one of her best friends.
How many old girlfriends do you have?
A million. Her best friend had a baby, and she had an episiotomy. And so she went to visit her and stuff, and she's like, going, girl, are you having sex yet? She goes, sex? I can't even take a dump. The miracle of life! Oh, God's wondrous
plan.
But
you know that during first delivery, sometimes they tear right through the rectum.
Ooh.
That's why she can't dump. I mean, the tears go through the vagina, through the rectum.
Yeah.
So it's all one opening.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish you would have told me when. Who is speaking of one opening?
Did your
opening?
Wife give you anal? Kinda.
Who are those girls? The chicks, the sisters, the Bermans?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have been. I would have come down here just to talk to them.
When they were up here?
Yeah. Oh, they're my heroes.
Really?
They are. They're my heroes.
Really?
They are my heroes, but now I hate them.
Why? Because they were here without you?
Well, no. I read their book. Their book is genius. Then I started watching their show, and it went from, guys, what lady has ever been tired? And all the girls are like, yeah, that's a reason not to have sex, because men don't understand we get tired. Don't we, mm-hmm. girls? Hey, who's ever been hungry and just hungry? And tired. Yeah, all the hands go up. That's another reason. These guys don't understand when a lady is tired and hungry, you don't want to have sex, do you?
Turns out most of their viewers, men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't seem right.
No, but it's just like, I hate them now.
All right.
Why?
Because they've empowered women. And
it's not empowered women. It's
anymore.
Like everything makes these chicks upset, you
let's,
know?
Let's go on there together, you and I. I'm going to take you down there.
I would take both of those broads on. You've been on there, Mr. Softy.
I've been there a bunch, but let's go on. Come on.
Where are they out of?
Someplace
CNN
in Burbank.
CNN or something?
No, they have a sexual dysfunction clinic that is
Discovery Health, I think.
All right. Lindsay?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm attracted to older guys, and I've been having sexual relationships with them.
Mm. How much older?
Them?
Like 20s.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
How many of them?
Like 3 so far.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start?
About 14. That's attractive.
Drew, please.
That's Dr. Drew. How dare you?
Okay, so what's up? Where's your dad?
I don't know who he is.
Nice.
Okay. Well, you're finding a new one almost nightly. So you want to stop?
No. Well, kind of my theory is that I'm 15. I'm not going to have a long-lasting relationship with a 15-year-old.
Why not?
You're not having one now. With older guys.
Yeah.
Why not, by the way?
So why not take the bet?
Let me explain something. No 15-year-old should have a theory, and especially women should never have theories. They should have vague notions and ideas, but never theories.
So why not take the bet of the two?
Okay, well, look, why can't you have a relationship with a 15-year-old?
Because I need to raise myself, and I conduct myself in a different way.
Well, how about a 17-year-old?
I don't see that in my peers.
Hey, okay, but there's 17-year-olds, guys you go to high school with that are nice guys, are good guys. Yeah. It's just nothing attractive, nothing dangerous about it.
Well, the last 17-year-old I went out with, he slipped me Everclear, and I ended up in ICU for 2 days, and that was last time.
He slipped you Everclear?
Yeah, I thought it was vodka.
thought it was vodka.
Tell me about
14 and a half.
Yeah, but tell me about it. I've done that so many times.
Well, you know, when you're drinking 80 proof, and you think it's 80 proof,
yeah,
but it's really 110 proof.
Yeah,
you
what's the difference, Lindsay? It wouldn't make any difference. He didn't give ever clear.
He ended up in ICU.
Yeah.
For how long?
2 days.
She overdosed on alcohol.
You drank too much booze?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, no one ever overdosed on alcohol. You got drunk, you threw up, you got in trouble.
No one ever was convulsing.
No, Adam, did you ever see that?
No. As a matter of fact, I vomited and slept in my parents' driveway the first time, but I just got drunk and threw up. Drew, you know, in my theory, is it called ICU because you're in a coma? It's like, you can't see me, you're in a coma, but I see you. Is that true, Drew?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's make that up.
How did you figure that out?
I'm doing some serious thinking. Yeah, that's a joke you're going to hear at Irvine this weekend. Dag's going to tell that.
You know, and I'm also going to be talking about my old sex tape that I have working on. It's called Rough Sex with Dag and Ron.
So, do you want to know my question?
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's your question?
My question is it wrong of me to put these... I mean, they know how old I am. I don't lie. So is it wrong of me to put them in the position of, you know,
committing a crime?
Well, they're adults. Yeah. So yeah, they're putting it's themselves on them. Yeah.
They're the perpetrators. It's up to them to set the limits with you, to help you make healthy choices rather than to exploit you for the impulses you're having, which are destructive.
But do me a favor. Next time you're with one of these older guys, just have a little fun. You know, wait till he's all finished up and then go... Did you rape me?
Yeah.
I think that was rape.
Yeah. Is that what just happened? I'm just kidding. Call me next week. Bye.
Hi.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you're real mature because you've seen a lot in your short life, but you're not mature enough to know when you're doing something that's harmful to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on.
Maturation, you know, by a lot of experience
does not... Don't get pregnant.
Well, what does she mean?
Trust me, right now it's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Well, because I take the right precautions, and I get checked every time I go to Planned Parenthood and get checked. And
so you're on birth control pills?
I only use condoms, and I'm on birth control, so.
All right.
God bless.
And do you kiss your Johns, or is that considered a no-no?
What?
Like a pretty woman. All right, Lindsay, look, I'm sorry whatever happened to you, but do not go through life with this trajectory.
Yeah.
I mean, please, just close up shop. Put the close sign in your vagina. You know, spin that sign around.
Absolutely.
Put it and take a nice 2-year lunch with that thing.
Your body is not a playground.
Do you feel any better with these guys?
Well, I would feel the same way with
She does feel better. That's why she does it. But then she feels worse afterwards.
Like, yeah, you feel better when you...
Wait a minute. Do you feel in any way bad?
Well, no, because sex is sex, and it's you either feel emotional towards it or you don't.
Okay.
All right.
I'd like to kick your dad in the nuts if I could find him. I'm guessing he's in Florida somewhere. Okay. Lindsay, just don't get pregnant. That's it.
She's taking those precautions. Anyway.
Okay,
she's doing
good
a job with
it. Well, that's it. Look, how are you going to cure somebody who came from these horrible backgrounds in 5 minutes on the radio?
No, of course not.
Can't.
No.
Can't.
That's why I say we don't try. We just make fun
no,
of them.
No, you do try.
Oh, you try.
You do try, you loser. You try.
You try?
You keep trying, Mr. Jaded. I used to know a little boy named Adam Carolla who liked saving the babies.
Mm-hmm.
He had hope. He thought snide little comments would knock some sense into their head. He's not all Mr. Throw in the Towel Johnson that I'm seeing here.
All right.
Stop with the rhyming, Dr. Drew.
No, Dag's right. That's right. That's it. I'm going to save some kids.
There you go. Let's go.
I'm going to come in here with the same approach I came in here 9 years ago, Drew, make a difference in each person's life. All right, let's take a commercial, though.
Let's save some babies!
If
everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer is in our studio tonight. He is going to be at the Irvine Improv this whole weekend. That would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We've not had a cheer yet. At least a fruit in the middle. Fruit in the middle. Fruit in the middle.
Can I grow? Can I grow, brother? Can I, you know, can I change?
Yeah, you just want him to dance. You just want him to tap dance for it. Those days are over, bro.
We were so looking for. Well, last night you and I talked about the cheers we hear tonight.
We did. You're hyping it up, but I don't have any new songs,
that he's likely to get into.
I don't have any new
Don't tell me not to live my life. No, I like the turkey song myself.
That was true.
It's a solid song. Yeah.
This is my country land. What about the recall? That was his thing about the recall.
His thing about the recall. I'm so angry at these guys.
These people, man.
Well, but angry at the politicians for going, how dare you? How dare you? This is so destabilizing. This is, you know, when the people speak up and say something, they don't want to hear it. It's like,
well, who are you for? The recall or what?
I'm for the recall now. I wasn't until they started backpedaling. I was like, hey,
But now they don't even have, you know, how are you going to stage an election? Now they're saying they want fewer polling places because they don't have enough time.
This is the point. The people have spoken, and now they're manipulating.
The people haven't spoken. Well, you voted them in. Shut your pie hole. More people.
They decided
more people.
They wanted them out now. And they're
who cares?
A millionaire.
Let me tell you what I think about the governor of California.
I need another turkey.
You know how once
Carolla's
in a while
running for governor now.
You know how once in a while they do that thing where a monkey takes on a stock market analyst and always ends up winning? Yes. I think you kind of do the same thing with the governor. Yeah. I think you could pull out Gray, put in Larry Flynt, no one would know. I don't think
I'm just glad Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He may.
Who's going to run next? Colonel Klink?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Come on.
Yeah, you used that Friday, along with my ICU joke.
Okay. Right. Apparently, the stoning started. All right, we still have time to save some babies.
Let's save some babies. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
About a week ago, I had sex with this guy, and we used a condom and everything, but after he came, I didn't realize he was going to pull out so quickly, and I must have been squeezing because the condom stayed inside me. Mm-hmm. Which isn't the worst part, because I later found out that he slams speed, like he's an intravenous drug user.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm freaking out.
Wait a minute. Did you pull the condom out right at that moment when you realized it?
Well, I mean, it took me a second to realize what the hell had happened, and then I had to kind of like reach up inside to find it.
Mm-hmm. How did you prevent pregnancy? Did you take more?
Well, I'm not on the pill or anything, so I'm already freaking out about that, and then later I found out about the drugs, so now I'm freaking out about the Z's too, and I'm just...
All right, well, first of all, morning after pill, right? How many days ago did this happen?
This is a week ago.
Well, you could have prevented the pregnancy with...
Well, I think I thought about that later, but I mean, it didn't even occur to me at the time.
All right, well, that could have prevented pregnancy.
Wait a minute. The guy had the condom on. He pulls out really fast. The condom stayed in there.
Everything spills out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, was how long does, like, the sperm live after...
Was there a spermicide in the condom?
Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it was a spermicidal condom. They had non-oxidal inside it.
Doesn't matter. The stuff spills out and that's it.
All right.
Okay, so
here's the deal. You get the morning after pill, goddammit, and keep it in your medicine cabinet.
Well, I'm usually on the pill when I have sex.
You're not now. Get the morning after pill. If you have a condom failure, take it, for crying out.
Yeah, hey, I got an idea that'll keep her from getting pregnant. You just yell at her and make her feel bad about herself!
Yeah, that's great.
Now, thanks, Dr. Drew. Yeah. Or is it Nazi Drew?
Okay, I already know what my mistakes were here, but I want to know what I do now.
Thank you.
Pray.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she wants to know about. She wants to know if she's scared. Well, you're not.
I really am scared because I mean pregnancy is scary enough, but now I'm freaking out because I found out.
Don't freak out. You're not pregnant. You don't have any diseases.
You're fine.
Can you find out whether this guy has anything?
For the best that I can tell, he's clean, but I'm still gonna go get tested.
I was gonna say you don't even have to talk to him. Just you get tested.
Well, yeah. But I'm really curious about the pregnancy.
A case could be made for giving you what's called HBIG. It's hepatitis B. immunoglobulin.
H-big.
H-big. And hepatitis B vaccine for sure, which you should have had already.
Right. Okay.
And hepatitis C, there's really nothing you can do to prevent that.
Oh, my God.
And HIV.
Oh, don't freak out.
People
well,
can
I
make
mean,
it
it's fine. Not exactly
but here, in the future, it's
lot.
From this day forward. Listen, I'm not going to be here when you call back, but call back in like a month because you're not going to be pregnant. You're not going to have disease. But here's what I started doing. I started going to my doctor every 6 months or a year. I just tell him, hey, doc, I'm going to Nairobi. Give me the shots. And they give me all the shots.
He thinks so you're going to Nairobi every 4 months?
Everything. Oh, yeah. That keeps you from getting everything.
And the other thing that, that a case we made on Rachel's case is to put her on antiviral therapy. There's some evidence that maybe putting them on.
No.
Case
she's fine.
Antiviral for what?
For
she's
the possible
fine.
HIV exposure.
She's fine.
What are you, high on crack? Yeah. Can she
I'm
get
just
tested
saying,
first?
What would fine. The test show? It's going to be negative for 6 months.
Oh, my God. You are insane.
What needs to be
that
tested
is
he needs to be tested.
No, you are insane.
What if
he needs to be tested.
What if Dr. Drew?
What if I got a needle stick at a hospital from an IV drug user? What would they do?
Oh, my God.
What would they do?
Just she didn't get stuck with the needle.
Just a second. Yeah, she got stuck with
the She got the fleshy needle.
She got the flesh
syringe.
Do you have
girls? Do you have daughters?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, exactly.
But listen, at a hospital, if this happened, you would get all that. That there would be a hospital policy where you would get all that, at least be offered all that.
All right, but that's different.
Why?
Because if you get
you're
going to
kill her with your cure.
No, if you get stuck with a needle, you have a much higher likelihood of getting a disease than you do with the penis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
The penis is God's baseball bat.
That's right. That's right. Right. And the vagina is the batting donut.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're really serious. Antiviral medication for 6 months.
She ought to be discussing it with somebody. I'm not saying she necessarily should take it. She should be discussing those kinds of options.
Ginger.
It can prevent AIDS.
She's fine. Ginger.
Oh my God.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Hey, you live with AIDS these days, by the way.
Magic does.
Yep.
Okay.
He started making money. Ever since he got HIV, he started putting on weight and making money.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to get some of that.
The one thing he doesn't want is Slim Fast. Trust me.
1 minute, Ginger. What do you got?
Okay. Huh? Hello?
What do you got? What's up?
Okay. Well, I'm gay, mm-hmm. and I have a girlfriend, but like, how can I stop guys from hitting on me?
You can't.
You kill yourself.
You're lesbian. Go out, yeah. Were there the bars and things where guys do that kind
no,
of thing?
No, guys hit on you everywhere, right?
Yeah.
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 No, are you attractive? Would you call yourself attractive?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's in our nature. It's by our very definition.
I think you like it anyway.
Our DNA, as you say.
Right, okay. Our DNA. Now, let me ask you something. When you see an attractive woman, do you hit on her?
Yeah.
Well, join the club, honey.
That's right.
You're just like us.
You're a lesbian.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
True is right.
You're gay.
All right, it's all good.
You're a lesbian. You're gay.
Have you told your parents yet?
No.
Okay, good. That's your business.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right.
You're fat.
Lesbian.
No, true. Please, please, true.
Transmitted disease.
I know.
God's chosen.
They're the cleanest.
It's great. They don't have the kids.
Yeah. Well, they're not cornholing each other in the bad place either.
No, they're not.
No.
They're not as much.
No.
Not these days. No.
I did see Real Sex, and it was all about strap-ons with the lesbos. But I thought it was staged because it was corny.
Yeah.
Okay. I beg your pardon, corny.
We're going to take a take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody.
Thank you. We're going to wait too long.
Yeah. Joe,
at least a month.
Welcome home.
I love Loveline, okay?
Thank you, baby.
Call me Knucklehead McGillicuddy, but I love both of you bastards.
Shut up!
Okay, Thank you.
Hey, listen, everyone. Irvine Improv this weekend. David Alan Greer.
Adam, we're hooking up tomorrow. I'm going to see.
We're
going to
see you tomorrow.
Life with
That's
Bonnie.
That's right. Life with Bonnie.
Friday night.
That's right. ABC.
Putting it down. All in the history.
Another big season. All right.
Drew,
so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Okay, young missy, I'm going to perform rapid intercourse.
What are you doing?
What?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.